Kent. Sorry. Sorry? No, sorry.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Kent. Sorry. Dorset. Essex. Oh, sex! Middle. Oh, sex!
What are you doing?
The home counties.
Pardon?
I thought I'd start with the home counties. Why have you stopped?
It's a little distracting.
Really?
A little, darling.
I thought, well, dearest, I mean to say...
I don't suppose you could explain why?
We were told to lie back and think of England.
I see.
So I thought I'd start with the home counties.
Ah, darling, do you have to do it aloud?
No, I don't suppose so.
Louisa blinked and rubbed her eyes. Looking at the place where Willow and Little Bird were kneeling beside the wounded man with the elders sitting in a circle around them, she was surprised to see only undergrowth and bushes. Focusing her eyes to the present outlook, she saw the abbot's kitchen, which now looked so out of place, although she had difficulty in remembering what had been there at the time of Willow's guardianship of the dark pool. As the memory faded, much as dreams do, she wondered if the guardian's house had stood there and tried to take her mind back to that time, but to no avail.
"Who is it?"
she challenged, Louisville Slugger at the ready.
"Criswell!"
sang a familiar, friendly voice. Mela relaxed and opened the door. Criswell stood hefting the pot of Swedish meatballs. "I hope you're hungry." Mela smiled.
"Hungry? I'm starved."
As Criswell brought in the meatballs, Wood made his entrance.
"Hi, Vampira."
He was about to step inside when Mela poked him in the chest with the business end of the baseball bat.
"Edward D. Motherfucker Wood Jr.,"
she growled.
"As if I didn't have enough vermin to deal with already."
"Dear Mum." No. It's hard to say dear and mum together at the moment. For one thing, you're not dear, darling, or endearing right now. And for another thing, there's very little mum left. Occasional flashes, just enough to keep us hopeful. But this horrible disease, whatever it is, stripped you away so quietly we barely even noticed you going. She's in another bad mood. They're getting really frequent. Have you heard? Mum sacked yet another cleaner. How many does that make? Mum's memory's going a bit wonky. There was your birthday meal. We took you to your favourite restaurant with all your grandchildren round you. You should have been smiling, but you spent the time nitpicking at everyone and everything. I think we all knew there was a problem, but we just didn't know what to do. And all the kids could say was, 'Why is Grandma wearing dirty clothes?'"
On July 16, 1969, Apollo 11 was launched from Cape Kennedy in Florida. Sadly, President Kennedy himself, who'd set the whole program in motion, had died in 1963 and was not there to see the realization of his dream. But he's estimated that 500 million people all around the world watched the events of the next 195 hours on television. 2.5 minutes after the launch, the rocket had risen to an altitude of 38 miles and reached a speed of 6,000 miles per hour. Its work done, the first stage of the rocket dropped away. The spacecraft, now freed of the enormous weight of the Saturn V and its fuel, fired its second stage rocket and rapidly accelerated to nearly 15,000 miles per hour. At an altitude of 115 miles, it jettisoned the second stage and now fired a smaller booster rocket, which settled it into orbit. This third stage rocket was retained as it would be needed to fire the spaceship out of the Earth's orbit towards the Moon.